Y cuando
She loves this role because it's very challenging in the different parts of the ballet, mostly in the first act because of the challenge of artists.
Silvina Vaccarelli from Buenos Aires dances the lead role of Giselle. It is her favorite role, but Vaccarelli describes it as physically and emotionally demanding to portray. She speaks through Sergio Neglia, who interprets her responses.
Favorite roles.
Y creo que la mayor dificultad es la parte de interpretación.
Yes. The more challenge is her interpretation, and this is very hard interpretation.
Why is it her favorite role?
Why? Porque es el rol favorito.
Es uno de los favoritos.
It's just because she loves it. It's one of her favorites.
Y a este particularmente me encanta. I love
she
it.
She loves this one.
I love.
Very good. Love Buffalo.
I love it.
Vaccarelli delivers a graceful Giselle who easily glides across the Neglia studios during rehearsals. Vaccarelli is also principal dancer at the Cologne Theater in Argentina, but she often travels to Buffalo to partner with Neglia.
And also she loves the states of the ballet when it's a very young and pure love from the girl part because he's a little older and more experienced. So she feels like it's today you don't have that happening. So it's a beautiful moment just to express to the public and see how you express that purity of the human being.
Giselle is the story of a peasant girl with a passion for dance. She meets and falls in love with a man named Elbrecht, but he deceives Giselle when she learns he's engaged to another woman. Giselle dies from a broken heart. Neglia plays the lead role of Elbrecht, described as a complicated character.
I feel, that whenever I go to stage, I create something new. I mean, I always feel that way, and that's what sometimes my partners say, well, what is Sergio going to do today?
Assisting with the choreography of the ballet is Mario Galizzi. He's a friend of Neglia, also visiting from Argentina. When Giselle dies, she's turned into a Willy, which is a spirit of a woman who was jilted by her lover, dying before she was married.
The meanings during the two acts of the ballet pass from one side, from the innocence, to then they grow and then they died, and then, well, that's why I pass for different moods or whatever.
It's so dramatic.
It is dramatic. But yeah. I had an innocence things in a way to have the combined, because it's a romantic ballet.
Galizzi finds this ballet more challenging to stage and choreograph than other ballets because he says it requires more dramatic acting.
Talk about the music and the most dramatic part of Giselle.
The most dramatic part, of course, is the mad scene with Giselle, because actually it's only acting part, it's not the dancing part. And that's why Giselle is a very difficult ballet, because all the action is in between two person, Giselle and Albrecht. The company dance, but not like in those big ballets. The more heavy things are in two person, not in the whole core. The core is to accompany in a way to be nice and perfect lines. I think, but that's what dramatica is important, to have a good Giselle and a good Albrecht. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Ah, le terminó
sí,
de decir.
That way he liked, she liked the role of Giselle, because about the innocence and the dramatic things and the devil and so on. There are so many things
secondar.
Together.
Giselle, a sad and powerful story of innocence. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.